The Steve Cochran Show continues now with our annual feature, Dr. Kevin Most Ruins Thanksgiving. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're all right. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Where will you be this week for Thanksgiving?
I will actually be here. We kind of do a couple special activities here with the medical staff, delivering some meals to individuals, and then Wednesday and Thursday, and then I'll cook for a good portion of the family. So
you do that every year, don't you?
I do. Yep.
Do you cook for yourself?
No. The oven gets turned on about twice a year.
Do you do a test run on the oven to make sure it still works?
No, I probably should. That's a good idea.
Yeah. And what's your specialty for Thanksgiving? And don't say green bean casserole.
No, I do the turkey and I do the stuffing, and then everyone else brings everything else.
Well, it's a pretty big deal. You know, I don't know if you know this, the turkey is kind of the center of the whole deal.
Yeah, but it's so easy. You just put it in a bag and you put it in the oven.
In your special turkey bag?
Yes. I do. I brine it, though. So I put some thought into it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And how many people will be attending this soiree?
You know, only 11 this year, so way down.
Yeah, we got 11 or 12. What happened? Last year didn't go well, so some people bailed on it?
Yeah, I don't know. Now, all of a sudden, Brother Kurt decided he and his family are going to have it at their house, and then Brother David is going to go up to Milwaukee. So it's Sister Denise and Brother Brad and Mom and the kids. So it'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good.
Yeah.
You know, you and I don't live that far apart. If there's trouble, you can feel free to come over. I'll throw you a drumstick.
Well, if Maureen could throw two turkeys in the oven, that might be a great backup.
I'll be picking up the turkey around 2:30, 2:45. Because, you know, I always like to plan ahead.
Yes.
All right, so we'll come back and we'll talk about Thanksgiving. But this is an opportunity for me because, I mean, I'll talk to you this week off here, but on the air. I just want to once again tell you that I'm very thankful for your friendship, but also thankful for all you do for people on this show. And I want to say that before we come back and I mock you for ruining Thanksgiving because I mean it. And the incredible work you do for Northwestern, you never take credit for it, and for Mary and Joy, not just as your friend. I know how hard you work, and I know the great stuff you do, and I just wanted to tell you it's appreciated, and there's many more people thankful than have actually told you and should tell you. So thank you, Kevin Most.
Well, I appreciate that. So it's a lot of fun working with you guys. I enjoy every week just trying to think of topics that we could have fun with and yet do some education. So I get as much benefit out of it as you guys do. So thanks.
Najee, Andy, I've told you this before. Dr. Sanjay Gupta, on CNN, wonderful communicator of medicine. He could learn from Dr. Most. Dr. Most takes complex medical issues, most of them mine, and he explains them to the audience in a way that's completely understandable.
I agree with you.
So let's bring out Dr. Gupta right now. Morning lesson. From your friends at Northwestern Medicine, and let's talk about that Thanksgiving dinner. Doc, I think what you're here to tell us is it's healthy and have all you want. No, not so much?
Not so much.
All right, 48 million turkeys, or 46 million turkeys, we want to get the number right, because turkeys are running for the border right now in disguises, will be purchased and consumed. And on this Thanksgiving, you can have anything you want in moderation.
That is probably the biggest message right there. You know, we all know that plate size is one thing, but really it's more about moderation. It's more about knowing how much you should eat. The amount of calories that can go into this meal is pretty astronomical, especially if you think about people that go back for seconds for some of their quote-unquote favorite portions. So we really only need about 2,500 calories in a day for the average man and about 1,800 to 2,000 for the average female to maintain our weight and to keep our body weight the same place that it should be. And we go well over that with this meal alone on that day.
So what if we were to treat it as sort of a tasting menu where, you know, you have a little something of everything, but you don't have a lot of that and a lot of this?
100% agree with that. You know, if you do just go by the tasting, in other words, don't offend your aunt who brings, you know, XYZ thing. Don't offend your mom who brings something, you know. Make sure you taste everything because there's wonderful taste. I mean, the meal is a phenomenal meal. But if you take and choose the right things in the right amounts, you're not going to end up feeling guilty the next day. You're not going to go, gosh, why do I weigh 3 pounds more than I did when I weighed in yesterday? You know, so, and it's going to be much healthier for your heart as well as the rest of your body.
All right, so let's talk specifics. How many calories will we consume?
Well, it depends. So if you're a young buck kid who goes back for seconds, you know, you're going to be approaching probably close to 6,000, maybe even a little bit over 6,000. So you're talking 3 times the number of calories that the average person would need in a day.
So we should probably run a triathlon Wednesday leading up to that on Thursday.
Well, correct. And you have to remember, that's just the one meal. Now, a lot of people will say, well, I only had one meal that day, but you probably had breakfast, you probably had snacks, and then you had the meal itself. So, it's a lot of calories to burn off, that's for sure.
All right, so G, jump in here. You have concerns about Thanksgiving? Doc can make them worse.
Well, I'm wondering if Doc is watching everyone while at his dinner. If he's
mean
counting
like,
calories.
Oh, I thought you meant like Santa. He knows when you've been stuffing.
Well, in a way, he is. I mean, do you put a Fitbit on everybody and then just sort of keep track of what's happening?
I don't, G. You know what? I just want to inform people. I'm not going to be, you know, the policeman at the buffet line there. I just want to make sure everybody just has a good understanding of what is in there and what's healthy for them and how they can actually even prepare it probably a little bit healthier. Not that I'm a cook, like Steve said. I turn my oven on twice a year. But there's a lot of things that we look at that we know that are bad for us. You know, the amount of butter that can be in this meal alone is enough to really clog your heart. So it's one that you probably should at least think about how you prepare. And then again, how you eat in moderation if you're the receiver instead of the preparer.
But can one meal do that much damage, really? Just one meal? Overindulgent meal?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people think. You know, it's like, really? So what? Let me do it one time a year. And I say, go ahead with the dessert. You know, that's probably the one thing you should indulge in. The bad thing we find out is that people have a tendency to fill their plate. So although people probably say this is just one meal, I would bet if you tracked and trend, they do that more often. So it's an opportunity to at least eat the meal, but keep your calories down for a day.
And Andy, I don't know if you know this, but turkey's a gateway food.
Yeah, exactly.
Because once you have turkey, you get to the gravy, you get to the stuffing, and it all leads to the triple chocolate dessert of some kind.
Oh, that's so good.
Well, you know, and turkey's great source of protein. If people would just take the skin off the turkey, you decrease the amount of fat and calories dramatically. So eat that turkey breast. And I know everyone wants the crispy, you know, the skin, but that's loaded with fat and that loaded with calories. So eat the turkey itself, and you'll be fine.
Then it's actually, so dry, you got to put all the gravy on there. Oh.
We actually found a place that would just do 21 pounds of turkey skin.
Yeah.
All right, Andy, what's your question?
Well, I'm going to go off the plate here because I know a lot of people are going to be traveling, including myself. And I'm just curious, you know, I've had some issues with sinus stuff, and flying is always one of those things that I worry about with that. Is there anything you can suggest to those of us that are afflicted with that are flying this holiday season, anything to do to prevent the dreaded ear popping?
Yeah, Andy, you know, you're absolutely right. Air is so dry right now, and then you change it in the pressures. That coupled with how many upper respiratory infections are going on right now, take a good antihistamine before, as long as you know, if it's a long flight and you can doze a little bit, or if your antihistamines don't bother you, they will help you at least dry out your sinuses and help the ears pop and crack a little bit and make it less painful. Little kids, that's especially important one for them. And then really be careful on the planes. You know, this is a time of the year where we say get your flu shot early because everybody's traveling. Airports are as filthy as daycare centers. So kind of have some hand gel as well to keep you healthy for the days after you fly. But a good antihistamine should help with your flight. If you use Flonase for your allergies, it's not a bad idea to use the Flonase now, even though you say, well, I don't have allergies right now, but it will also help with your air flight.
You like earplanes? Those plugs you put in your ear that kind of open up your ear canal and keep it open?
Yeah, you know, that helps open the external, the outside of the ear canal. Where we have our problem is really on the internal ear canal, where the ear connects with the back of the throat. That's why you kind of blow your nose to pop those, because the pressure then will equalize from the outside of the ear to the inside. The ear plugs, all that really does is keep the pressure the same as it is on the inside. So they work in some ways. I'd say that the better thing that they work is probably more noise canceling, because the amount of noise that we get on airplanes is not healthy for us either.
All right, so let's go through the calorie count here before we run out of time. Pigs in a blanket, 70 calories each for those little bad boys, so I'm not going to have any.
No, yeah, but I mean, it's easy to pop two of those, right? And all of a sudden, you're at 150 calories. Yeah. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Spinach dip. Sorry, Popeye. No spinach dip for me. That's 115 calories for just two tablespoons. Now, here's where I'm going to run into trouble. Meatballs.
Mm. Yeah.
Meatballs, 90 calories each. And I assume these are the small ones.
These are the ones smaller than a golf ball. Yep.
Oh, that ain't right.
Yep.
Stuffed mushrooms? Who needs it? No stuffed mushrooms for me. So right now, I'm only...
I love the stuffed mushrooms.
Well, that's the problem for you then, isn't it?
Yeah, gee, and the stuffed mushrooms, if people prepare them right, they often prepare them with butter, and they often will cook the parts that they put in the middle of it with butter, and if they redid how they put the stuffing inside, those calories would drop dramatically.
Vegetables, this is why I don't eat vegetables. Vegetables can kill you. If you have a lot of dip, that's really the problem, but you're not going to eat them raw. So I'm just warning you, vegetables, the dip will get you. On to the main course. Turkey, 8-ounce slice of turkey is 440 calories.
Yep. Now, that assumes that you're going to have some of the skin on it. So, again, take off that skin and the number of calories will drop dramatically.
Stuffing, a cup of stuffing, 400 calories.
Yeah, and it's not so much that. There's a lot of fat in there and a lot of sodium. So use low-sodium kitchen broth or chicken broth when you do that, and then also try to keep the butter out of the stuffing, and you'll make it a whole bunch healthier.
Stuffing's my favorite.
Cranberry sauce. Cranberries, half cup, 200 calories for cranberry sauce.
Yeah, so that's a good and bad. You know, high in vitamin C, high in vitamin B. A lot of calories, but high in vitamins, and then also is a good anti-cancer food. So it's one that I say it's okay to eat that one this year.
Sweet potatoes and marshmallows and brown sugar. 610 calories.
Mm. Yeah. Now, if you just ate the sweet potatoes alone, very high in vitamin A, very high in vitamin C, great fiber. But we decide we're going to put marshmallows and brown sugar on it, and the calories just skyrocket.
Oh, the marshmallows kill it, I think.
Yep, you're right.
Nasty.
You're right, Mayor.
Yeah. And Doc says, enjoy dessert, so don't think about these numbers. Pumpkin pie, 300 calories a slice. Pecan, 500 calories. Apple pie, 425. Throw another 150 on for the ice cream scoop. And you didn't even throw the chocolate in here, or as I like to call it, the Cochrane section.
No, yeah, you know, so it is. It's more about proportions. So if you eat proportions right and you understand as you're preparing whatever you're going to bring to the meal, you know, we didn't even talk about the green bean casserole that everybody likes that puts the cream mushroom soup in there, very high in sodium, very high in fat. But you can still prepare the meal properly. It can be somewhat healthy and still very enjoyable.
Doc, good luck with yours. Happy Thanksgiving, buddy, and thanks for once again ruining it.
You got it. Always nice to do this annually.
He's the best.